Welcome to The Convo. I am your host, Lakeisha Mosley. I'm a mom, a blogger, a brand influencer, and the event producer of my own event management company called The LM Experience. On The Convo, you'll hear conversations with some of the most profound entrepreneurs from all over the world as they share with us their wins and their losses. They'll also share tips and tricks with you that will help you be successful along this journey called entrepreneurship. Let's get started with the show. This episode is sponsored by The LM Experience. The LM Experience is an event management firm located in Houston, Texas. We're committed to a high level of execution for any type of event. From galas to workshops, we're sure to make your event an experience. Need assistance with your virtual event? We're here to help. Contact us for more information at www.thelmexperience.com. We don't just manage events, we execute experiences. Felice Webster is a twice-certified mindset coach, IC Agile certified professional speaker, and author. Her mission is to help women renew their mindset, uplevel their goals in their business and or career so that they can make more money, have more peace, and live their dreams out loud. She has thus far increased her compensation by over 50%. Within the last few years, purchased real estate for her wealth portfolio and published a journal titled Overwhelmed to Calm. Hey, Felice, how are you today?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I am so excited to have you on the show. So good to be talking with you. First, I want you to start by telling the listeners a little bit about yourself.
So I am Felicia Webster from FeliceWebster.com. I am a mindset coach and also overall, I'm a life strategist, and I am getting my certification to become an agile coach as well. And I help, the gist of what I do is I help people to zoom out so that they can refocus on what really matters in life and help them break down their goals into a manageable process so they can go after the things that they really want and live a passion-filled life, because that's the type of life that I have and I want that for everyone else.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh. And I mean, you exude that in how you talk on social media and how you just talk in general. That just oozes from you. So I know that to be true. And I absolutely love it. Love it. Love it. It is really awesome. Yes, that is awesome. And you know, especially now, sis, well, women, like, we so hard on each other, you know, we hard on ourselves. And so it's good to have someone in a space like you that is like, it's okay. It's okay. You got this, queen. You know, you got this. It's going to be okay. So I just want to thank you myself for, you know, you being that way. I was a part of your event and you were like the bomb. Both of y'all were the bomb, but you were just like, don't worry about it. You can fix this. You got this. Don't be nervous. You were like that cheerleader everybody needed. And it was just so awesome.
Thank you. I mean, that's the way I've been my entire life. And honestly, like, I didn't know what being a mindset coach meant. And an agile coach is basically a mindset coach for development teams. Okay. I can't talk to that. For development teams. But that's the way I've been my entire life. And at the core of it, I've been coaching since I was really young. I've been pouring into people since I was really, really young. And for a long time, I ran away from it because I allowed the check boxes and the list of what it meant to be living the American dream. I'm putting my hands in quotes. Right. And what it meant to live a good life. Get in the way of my destiny. And it took me so far away from it. And And but it brought me closer to it at the same time, if that makes sense, because I was going one way, right. But God was saying, like, okay, you think that you're going away from it, but all the experiences that you're gaining, all the knowledge and experiences that you're gaining is going to bring you closer to that.
Yes, I love that. And that whole decision of becoming a mindset coach is so, you can tell it's so rooted in your closeness with God and your whole conversations with God. I love that. Was that a hard decision? Like, was it something that you really had to like think about, or you was like, yeah, I just know what this is. This is it.
Well, generally I didn't, when I started, I didn't see barely any, and still, you know, as more people start to talk about mindset in their coaching businesses and things of that nature, I still don't see anyone calling themselves just a mindset coach.
Right.
So when you don't see a lot of people doing something and you just feel like this small still voice telling you this is what it is, you're like, well, what does that mean? Like, how? So it was definitely a difficult decision for me, because I told someone the other day how we want to, we're in the age of knowledge and technology.
Yes.
So how we want to navigate life is we want to have the map and the GPS and written directions. We want to know exactly what's coming next. We want to know step by step, turn by turn. But when you step out on faith, you don't get that sometimes.
Yes.
Most of the time. What happens is when you step out on faith is your vision is a little bit blurry, but as you take one step, as you put one foot in front of the other, it gets a little bit more clear.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened to me. And right now, the reason why I'm doing the rebrand is because it was crystal clear to me a while back. And that took some working through as well, but it was crystal clear to me a while back that the Goddess Webster brand was a small piece of Felicia Webster. Mm-hmm. And in order for me to fully serve my audience, I had to have the whole entire, I had to give all of me, not just pieces of it that I thought that would fit into this this persona or this box that I had built around myself. And so it was a difficult decision, and it took a lot of me walking in faith, walking by faith and not by sight or what I was hearing or by looking at other people's journeys. It took a lot of that. And also I had to let go of my preconceived notions. I had to put down my map and put down my GPS and be guided by my own intuition and be vulnerable in that space. Because a lot of us don't want to be vulnerable to that journey. But that's what I had to do. And now, since I've been doing that, I've gotten more discovery calls. I've gotten more people to book. I've actually signed on 2 clients and I'm on to a third even before the brand launches. So it's just leaning into that and feeling like this doesn't feel right. It feels icky. It feels weird. Because, you know, when you grow up in the hood, girl, you're not used to being vulnerable. You're like, I got to be this hardcore person. Yeah, I got to be this hardcore person to survive.
Right.
And when God is leading you to be vulnerable and open up more and just be more of yourself, you're like, what's this? What's that? Who do that?
Yes. I'm not doing that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, that is so true. Oh my gosh, girl, you speaking, sis. You speaking. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
So as a mindset coach, what sort of clients are you looking to work with?
So as a mindset coach, I am looking to work with the type of people that I want to work with are the people who they have a desire. They have a goal in mind. They know what it is that they want. However, they don't know the steps on how to get there, or when they look at the whole big picture of it, you know, they're like, how do I break this down? What do I do? They're feeling a lot of imposter syndrome. They're letting fear and doubt get in the way. Every time they try to go and take the steps toward that goal, they feel like they're taking 3 steps forward and 5 steps back. You know, those type of people where their mindset is holding them back from mm-hmm. moving forward. Whether it be getting a new career, because I've done that plenty of times. I've totally switched careers and gotten into places where people said I needed a degree or people said I needed certain yeah. things. And I was like, ha ha, watch this.
Exactly.
Those type of people. I'm also looking to work with people who are looking to start a business. They're actually serious about starting a business and helping them map out the step-by-step process to get their business, their information filed and launched and all those things, and work with them on their mindset as they travel that process. Because a lot of people are saying, okay, I can give you the steps to start your business. I can help you file your LLC, get your website, all those things up and going. But there's a lot of mindset issues that bubble to the top as you're building your business that I want to help them navigate through while we're building their business.
Right.
And then finally, there is the people that I'm looking to work with as far as my Agile certification. So these are the women who've built those high dollar businesses, and they have a lot of income coming in, and they're just realizing that they can no longer move forward without a team. Mm-hmm. So my expertise is to help them build a team around themselves and help them keep that team cohesive and help them keep that team together in a better way, so that that way they can experience higher levels of revenue in their business, because team building is an art. So, and that's something that I'm really good at. But that's that.
Yes, I love that you said that, because a lot of times we don't, as CEOs in our business, as people who are running our business, we don't sometimes know how to build teams. Either we pick the wrong people, or we don't pick people at all because we want to do it all ourselves. And I really agree that it's a total mindset thing, and you need someone to kind of help guide you through those things, because you need a team. Like, bottom line, you just can't do any of this by yourself, and you need the right people around you. So I'm really glad you helped shape that, because I don't think people understand how important that is.
Yeah, it's uber important. Even when you're just getting to the six figures, right, you feel like you're making a little bit of money, and you're just like, you're not sleeping, you're not nourishing your body with food in the right way. You're just going from computer to phone, and maybe tablet, you know, because your business is consuming you. And I don't want that for anyone. I don't want anyone to feel like I will never be able to find the right team members, because I just don't feel like anybody's going to put the love of my business into it the way that I have. But mm-hmm. that's totally false. If you hire the right people, not only will they relieve some of that pressure from you, but they will also elevate you, and right. you'll be able to make even more money.
Right. Right. That's so, so true. So let's talk mindset, because I don't think people understand how important that is. And you cannot, I will say that with the utmost, you cannot run a business with wonky or misguided or misdirected mindset. You just can't, it just can't happen. So what are some common mindset issues that you see amongst women of color? Because, I mean, there are a lot of them amongst us.
Woo, child.
Wait, sis, we got enough time.
Okay. So the number one thing that is jumping out to me in my mind right now is the lack and scarcity mindset, right? So that can show up in a number of ways in women of color as business owners. So one of the things that happens is they're bringing their lack and scarcity mindset of surrounding money from their life into their business.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, they tank their business because they're not following good accounting practices.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking their money, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yep.
They're also, like I said, not willing to invest in a team. They're not willing to invest in the necessary tools coaching, those sort of things to elevate themselves, because they're thinking, well, I made $10,000, and they're looking at that $10,000 like this is the last $10,000 that I'm going to make. That's right. A lack and scarcity mindset. They're not budgeting their money in their business properly. They're just letting their expenses just overtake their business. And what's happening is they're not paying themselves a good salary. They're just, like I said, they're just paying out. They're buying all these things, and they don't know which way is up or down. They're not investing in accounting, that lack mindset. And so when that happens, you see a lot of people doing a lot of things in their accounting that they would normally do in their personal lives because they didn't handle it there. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go into business, I would recommend that you dig deep into why you have a lack and a scarcity mindset. And a lot of times it will have come from childhood, you know, because we were taught that surviving was cool, right?
Yes. Yes.
Because in order for our grandmothers and our mothers and our fathers to make it through what they were going through, they had to turn it into something that wasn't seen as a negative. They right. had to turn it into a positive in order to survive. But as we got older and we no longer needed that sort of conditioning, we don't know how to remove it or how to dig deep enough to understand that that was what they needed in that time, but this is not what I need right now in this time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is no way that you should feel bad about how much money you're making in your business and being able to buy a nice car and being able to eat nice food, you know. But and then so the whole lack and scarcity mindset flows through in another way too, because when we see other women of color leveling up and having nice things and things of that nature, oh, they become bougie. They turn into a different person. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk to people like us anymore, you know? And so I'm not saying that the clique mentality doesn't exist, because it absolutely does. But what I am saying is that when you see your sister leveling up and she's getting that money and she's making investments, clap for her, smile right. for her, congratulate her, instead of saying, oh, she's this and she's that, and not realizing that that jealousy is coming from your own lack mindset.
That's right. That's right.
Another thing that happens when people go into business is they have this imposter syndrome mindset thing going on there. So imposter syndrome is when you have the knowledge. You're overqualified for the job, but mm-hmm. you're psyching yourself out by saying, why me? Wow. How is it possible that I've been put in this position? How is it possible that this, and this has happened, but yet I've been called to educate people on this? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you've been called and put in that position for a reason, and you're questioning it. That's imposter syndrome all day. But when you start to walk in your knowledge, and you know that you're just you have it going on, right? And you're able to express to someone, you know, break something down for someone. Because a lot of times what happens is when we know something and we know it well, we write it off. We're like, oh, everybody yeah. knows that.
Yeah.
But that's not true. That's not true. Like with you, with the event planning and things of that nature, I'm sure that you know the event planning in and out. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm sure there's other facets of that people haven't even thought of. But in day-to-day life, you're like, oh, okay, well, I know that. That's easy. You know what I mean? But
exactly.
that sort of mindset, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have anything of value to give. Is another piece that really messes with people in their business.
That's true.
And one more, I'm going to give one more and then I'll move on. So the other thing is they have something more or they have something better than what I have mentality in business. And so what happens with, and that's a little bit of imposter syndrome as well, mm-hmm. but what happens with that mindset is when you see people, they're absorbing all this knowledge. They're going from coach to coach, program to program, person to person. And they're telling you the same thing, sis. But yeah. What you're doing is you're like, oh, I got to get this program before I launch mine. Oh, let me see what they're doing over there. And when I was looking at this whole mindset, Audrey Richmond, she said it the best. She said, you're jumping from person to person, coach to coach, strategy to strategy, because you don't have a strategy of your own. Mm-hmm. You're thinking, and when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, they're thinking that this person has something better, something more, something that is going to speak to their audience, but they don't, because your audience is your audience. You have to come with you, okay? Exactly. You have to put you first and speak to your audience in a way that you can. Nobody else can.
That's right.
So that's another thing that people bring into their business, like looking around, keeping their head on a constant swivel instead of looking inside and trying to find something that I think is a gold mine that's going to make their audience buy from them. And it's like, it's useless. It's already here. Stop looking.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you speaking, sis. We need to go on past this collection plate right here, baby, because you just dropped some nuggets right there. And it's so true. Like, it needs to be said. We need to really stop that. And we wonder why our businesses don't move. We wonder why things don't move for us, and like we feel stuck. I just told somebody yesterday, I was you know, being interviewed on a podcast, and I said, you know, I'm gonna keep it clean, but freedom is on the other side of not giving an F what somebody else thinks about you or about what you're doing.
Thank you.
That's your freedom.
Thank you.
Right there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to use that word, you know, but I just said, I'm gonna keep it clean, but you're so right. Like, we so focused on what somebody else doing over there, and we can't get our own stuff together or focus on the gift we have. If I was concerned about what every other event planner was doing, I wouldn't be moving in my own business. That's why I collab with anybody. I'm that confident about what I do. And that's not to be happy, but I can go work with another event planner. And guess what? She gonna bring her fire, and I'm gonna bring mine, and we gonna be just fine.
Thank you. Say it again, rewind that. That's why I can work with, I can collab with anybody, because I'm confident. Thank you.
Yes. And like you said, we get stuck. We go buy this. We go follow this person. Oh, let me see what they doing. Oh, let me go see what they doing. And most of the time when we copy, our people not listening, because we're not speaking to them. We mimicking what somebody else is doing. And it's really a detriment to our brands and to the people we serve, because people have to get out of that too. We are here to serve. Yeah, we CEOs and we own our businesses, but we are here to serve others. And we're not serving them when we do those things.
We really not.
So I'm really, really glad, you know, that you said that. So let's talk vision boards. Do you have a vision board?
I have several.
Look, me too. So tell me, what's the importance of vision boards? Because I think folks didn't really feel like they're not important no more.
People feel like the vision boards aren't important because they put stuff on there and they don't believe that it's possible. Mm-hmm. So that's your fear hitting the brakes. So when you put all these nice things on a vision board, then your fear starts to pull it back and say, wait a minute, now that looks really scary. Let's put it in the closet, or let's put it somewhere where we won't see it every day. So, that's why people feel like vision boards aren't important, because they look at it and they're like, how can I do this? And they hide it. Either mentally, they walk past it and don't look at it and meditate on it every day, or they just put it in a closet, like physically hide it. So my vision board is, it's in pieces everywhere, right? So let me describe this for you. And this is actually a concept that I'm going to be presenting to my audience in the class. So if you are taking notes, take notes, because other people gonna have to pay for that.
Right, tell them, sis, drop it on them.
So I have one that is taped to the side of my wall, taped on my wall by my bedside. And that one is all words, and it's an up arrow. So on there, I have different keywords that represent to me where it is that I want to go. I have things like save 10% from the Richest Man in Babylon. If you haven't read that book, that's a money mindset book. Mm-hmm. I have things like elevate up, omnipresence, start. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, we let our mindset hold us back from just starting. We want everything to be perfect. That's a whole nother conversation, but just start. There's a bunch of other keywords on there, but that's by my bed. So I see that when I wake up. Right. And then I have one that is on my computer. It's my screensaver. So it's a bunch of pictures, and it's my keywords for the year, which are yes, omnipresence, audacious, and 100%. So those are the keywords that are on my computer. And it's like I said, it's a collage that I made in Adobe Spark. Mm-hmm. And I also have pictures hanging off of my whiteboard, where my dry erase board, that's where it is. And it's just a picture of me pointing to world-renowned entrepreneur, speaker, author, something like that. And then I have pictures of different people that remind me of some key attributes that I think are just paramount to the woman that I want to become and working on her.
Right.
And then I have one on my phone, so it's a countdown to when I actually want to break away from having a 9-to-5 and transition into more of consulting type of deal. So those are the different pieces. Oh, and there's one more. I also have an app on my phone. It's called Law of Attraction. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it pops up my goal for the next, I don't know, 6 months or something like that. And I say it 3 times, and it guides you through all of this. And then there's affirmations. And I have that on my tablet. And then they have a visual they have a vision board on there as well.
Okay.
And then lastly, I have on my phone, I have affirmations that pop up that are future affirmations. So they say, congratulations on reaching 6 figures in your business. Congratulations on signing your 6th client. They say those things to me so that, and it, when they pop up, I look at them, I smile, I say it, and I swipe, you know what I mean? Swipe it to dismiss.
Right. But
those are the different ways that these things, they lock into your subconscious that this is possible. And then when you lock into your subconscious mind using your vision board and your affirmations, which are a version of a vision board to me, it's all doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. They lock into your subconscious that it's possible. And then your subconscious will start to look for ways for it to actually happen. Uh-huh. It's almost like when you buy a new car, right? And all of a sudden you see that car everywhere.
Yep.
That's the same way that your subconscious mind works. So if you constantly feed to it that it's possible that you're going to see 6 figures in your business, it will start to look for ways that you can get 6 figures in your business. You'll start to get more business ideas. You'll start to be connected with people that you never thought of connecting with before. Right. And that's going to lead you to the 6 figures in your business.
Wow. And you're so right. Like, as soon as I got my car, I started seeing that car. And I was like, I ain't seen this car not one time before. Yep. I bought this car.
Yep.
And now it's everywhere. Now it's everywhere. And so it's, and what you're saying to people is that I hope they're catching this is the more you see something, the more your mind shapes around it. And you can bring it to life. Not to say that, you know, that's the only way, but it's like, you see it, you can see it, you know, you see it more, you say it, and it just really resonates with your spirit. Cause I have 3 actually. And they are everywhere. Like even in my bathroom, I have sticky notes on my mirror, the one with my medicine cabinet, cause I barely go in there. But it's like, I'm saying these things to myself, like, money, money attracts to me. You know, I can make money. I'm a badass at making money. Like those things, and they resonate with my spirit. So when I go into meetings, you know, with other people, you know, I'm fierce. Cause guess what? All of them affirmations, they all up in my head, and I'm feeling myself when I walk in there. Cause I know I'm about to kill it.
Yes. I just want to point out something you're saying resonate with your spirit. And one thing that makes affirmations and vision boards and things of that nature so powerful and allows them to actually adhere and stick to your subconscious is the feeling that you put behind it. Mm-hmm. So when you stir up a bunch of emotions, you wake up your subconscious mind, the power of your subconscious mind, and it actually adheres and it sticks better in there.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, you dropping nuggets. I hope y'all taking notes, because listen, y'all getting this for free when other folks is having to pay for this. And so I hope this is helping y'all, you know, go do something with yourself for real. Because, you know, I want people to really take this year for what it is, sis. I get so many people in my inbox and DM, and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how you're so happy and, you know, you're so this and that. 2020 has been the worst year and blah, blah, blah. And you know what I say to them? I try not to dismiss their feelings. I say, you know what? 2020 has been trash. But guess what? There is always a treasure in trash. So what is it that you're going to take from 2020? Because 2020 has been really good to me. And I think it's more so was some of the things you just talked about. My mindset was different. I didn't let things, you know, really like per se get to me. Okay, this is what I'm being dealt. Okay, well, let me just go ahead on and, you know, make some lemonade out of these lemons that's, you know, being dealt to me. So if there's anything like that you could share with people about, you know, 2020 and being so down and depressed about it, what would you tell them?
So a lot of times when you're harboring feelings, they cause a lot of unnecessary strife, right? So feelings are meant to flow through you. Right. And what happens is we try to resist our perceived negative emotions. And what happens is we end up holding on to it. We become like a sponge versus something that like a conduit that allows the feelings to flow through us. We're feeling beings. That's the way mm-hmm. that it is. To say that, you know, I'm not sad or I don't get angry, you know, those would be lies. But what I do instead is I allow the feeling to move on. You know, I observe the feeling versus right. sitting in angry thoughts or sitting in more saddening thoughts. And I'm not saying that there's something wrong with having a good cry, because crying and, you know, letting your emotions just flow out in that way is good for you.
Right.
But what I say to people is, first of all, acknowledge your feelings and let it flow through you. Okay. It's okay if you're angry, you're sad about something that happened in 2020. 2020 was absolute trash. However, every morning, so what helped me to change my mindset is I get up every morning and I say, I'm thankful to be allowed another opportunity to make a difference. Because when you get up, everybody's not allowed that opportunity to wake up the next morning and be able mm-hmm. to make a difference.
Yeah,
be able to turn it around, you're in control. And I think a lot of times when we take on that attitude of 2020 was trash, so I'm just going to sit here and be mad, or I'm going to sit here and be sad about it, we're living a passive life.
Right.
And when you live a passive life, you allow things to happen to you. You don't make things happen. Exactly. And I want everybody to understand that you're extremely powerful. What you say and how you move makes a difference. So you need to start taking the driver's seat. Taking the driver's seat and making sure that you're in control of how you want your life to go, that you're taking things and you're saying, this is what I want to do in this moment and moving forward. Of course, things are going to happen outside of your control. I'm not saying that that's not how it works.
Exactly.
But what I am saying is, when they do happen, you take control of the situation. And so you allow your feelings to move through you. You make sure that you're taking control of the situation and you live your best life. The best thing that you can do in situations like this is have radical joy. Right. And when I say radical joy, that joy that just, it comes from deep down inside of you. I was telling my son this the other day because he was saying, well, I'm really upset because I don't get to ride. That's me imitating his voice. I don't get to ride my scooter. So, you know, I'm really sad. And I said, it's okay to be sad about that. However, comma, your life, like you being sad all the time should not be the case because you can't ride a scooter. I said, happiness isn't external. I said, it's internal. Because when it's internal, nobody, no thing can take that away from you. Yeah. So I challenge you to look for that internal happiness and have that mindset of, I'm going to have radical joy today. I choose happiness. I choose joy. I choose how I want to navigate in this moment.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh, sis. Thank you for saying that. Because it is a choice. It is a choice. Whether you want to be happy or not be happy, and it's fleeting, you know. Joy is continuous. It's something that's absolutely chosen and it's continuous. But I love how you said that. Like, that just makes so much sense. Like, why are we choosing to stay in these places and feel like, you know, we can't get out? And that's not to say that we don't have those days, because I have those days absolutely. You know, I look up and I'm like, Lord, you know, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. This is something that is affecting everybody in the entire world. And sometimes it just weighs down on you. And then we look at the social injustices that, you know, Black Americans are suffering. It's a lot on us. But you're right. I have to choose whether I'm going to stay in that moment, you know, or I'm going to move past the yes. I have to, you know, get in touch with those feelings and do something with them, but I can't stay stuck there because then I can't do what I'm destined or predestined to do for others. I have to come out of that.
Absolutely. Yes, the key that you unlocking your destiny, your passion, and your purpose is someone else's key.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That is so true. Oh my gosh. I love that. I love that. So I'm going to ask you a fun question. What song are you listening to on repeat right now?
I mean, I have so many. Oh my gosh. But yesterday, well, actually the day before that was really, it was a hard day for us. Like, there was a lot of stuff going on that flowed into Monday, flowed into yesterday. So yesterday evening, I turned on Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic. Mm-hmm. And I just let it play. And we danced around the kitchen and we had a great time as a family. I also listened to Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.
I listened to that a lot. I think that there's one more. I'm going to pick a Cardi song. So I listen to Cardi B. I like it like that.
Yeah.
And that's one of my money mindset songs.
Okay. Yes. Yes. That is me. I have, oh my gosh, I'm like you. It's like, okay, when you ask me what's on repeat, I can't really tell you because I don't have just one song. And for me, it's so funny. I use Spotify. It's either trap music or it's gospel. I was like, Lord, what am I doing? What am I going through? It's no in between. It's either one or the other.
But it's you. That's all you though, you know, because I don't listen to any one set genre of music.
Right.
And that was a little something that I struggled with for a long time because when I started to like level up in life and things of that nature, like coming from the hood, people were like, oh, you're not hood no more. Like, you're not this, you're not that. And then they heard the music I was listening to and they really was like, what is going on? And so I had to go through that whole process of like, what am I doing? Like, who am I? You know, losing that identity of being a girl from the hood and realizing it's okay. I can listen to whatever music I want to listen to. But I have, like you said, I have playlists. Girl, I use Amazon Music, but I have playlists. I have a Good Morning Queen playlist, and then I have a Money Mindset playlist. And those are like typically a part of my morning mindset practice, where I listen to like some upbeat music to get me going, or like a motivational video like Les Brown, Earl Nightingale, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher.
Right.
Or I read something that's uplifting. I typically journal what I'm grateful for and what I'm going to do for the day. Like those sort of things I do every single morning, because I was just, sometimes we get in the habit of just doing it when we feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when you feel bad and it's not already a habit, it's too late because you're not going to do it.
You're not going to do those, it. That's right.
Those sort of things will pull you out of when you're not feeling well. So
that's right.
Yeah, it's a lot of songs.
Yeah, I'm like that. Music is one of my go-tos. And I definitely feel like it's just so uplifting when you have that as a go-to. So like for me, some of my playlists are a mixture between gospel and secular music. And it just depends on what I'm feeling that day. You know, if I really need uplifting, then, you know, I'm reaching out, you know, for this playlist or that playlist. But I think it just, music just really helps us, you know, get in tune. Even when I'm working, some people say, oh, I need, you know, noise in the room. Sometimes I don't, but sometimes I do. And when I do, I turn on music, you know, to help me get in that mindset of what I need to be doing. Because if I know I need to rock some stuff out, okay, well, I got the upbeat, I got the rocking music on, because then I'm jamming and I'm working hard. But if I really need to, say, concentrate, sometimes I don't have any music, or I'm listening to the more mellow, you know, stuff, the more jazzy, inspirational type stuff. So good music choices. I love that. I love, love, love those. So tell me, what is next for you? Like, what's on your plate next?
So let me explain before I start saying stuff. And you're like, what is she talking about? I'm a multifaceted creative. So what that means is I have like a lot of ideas that flow through my head, and I've learned how to manage that process a little bit better. In the master class today is coming soon too. But however, I want to launch my website. So that will be launching on 10/15. And what that is basically, it's a place for my my soon-to-be clients to go to find out more about me and to book a session with me. And we will be launching soon I'm thinking about relaunching my podcast, because I do have a podcast, but I want to, you know, rebrand it and do that sort of thing. I am also going to be getting my Agile coach certification. So that's coming up soon. The classes are going, they are intense, honey. I'm like, I got homework. Oh my gosh. But so that sort of thing, I'm looking forward to that. And just pivoting my other brand to be more serving of the, like I was talking about, the team coaching piece, that's coming up. So right. I have a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline that will serve my audience, and making sure that I am staying true to that. Like, okay, is this going to be serving my audience, or is this something that I saw somewhere else that I thought looked cute? You know, just doing that self-check.
Yeah.
Those are the things that I have coming up so far.
That is awesome. And that is exciting to hear. Like, I love that. I love to see us win. I love to see us just doing stuff. Like, that just makes my heart just, yeah. I get real excited.
I know, right?
Yes.
Girl, I know. I don't understand how people be mad when other people be leveling up. I be smiling and clapping and liking the post. Girl, I be liking the post so much. I be liking, unliking, liking, unliking. Like, man, I can heart that 5 times.
Me too. I just be like, oh my gosh. Like, this is so awesome for her to be able to get there. I be like, yes, 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 yes. Do this.
Yeah. Man.
Yes. So it is so great chatting with you. I am so glad to have you as a guest. I know we will be talking again soon. I would love to see how things progress for you in business. I'm more than sure I'll probably get some questions, you know, about what you do. And I definitely want them to reach out to you. So tell the listeners how they can get connected with you.
You can reach me at FeliceCWebster.com. My name is pronounced Felicia. However, it is Felice C. Webster, FeliceCWebster.com. And that is my social media handle now everywhere. I've changed it over. So you can find me on social. You can DM me. I'm DM friendly. I'm not going to tell you, get out my inbox. I'm not going to ignore you, sis. You can DM me as well. My email address is also located on my, it will be located on my new website when it launches on 10/15. You guys can reach out, you know, send me a message and say, hey, coach, and just shoot it on through.
Yes, yes, that is awesome. That is so, so great to hear. So I am so glad that you and I are connected. We will definitely stay connected. I definitely want to, you know, do some collaborations with you, some business mindset things, some events. Yeah. If, you know, we're all inside. We can virtually, you know, talk to people about mindset and how to get these businesses on track. I think a lot of people are just still kind of stuck. And maybe we can think about something to do, you know, in this quarter four to help people get ready for January 2021. You know, like start now, getting your mind together. Like if you go, hi, I'm sorry.
I think that'd be dope.
Yes, like I say, let's do it because, you know, when this is a marathon. This ain't a race. And when you run marathons, you have to train for them. And so we want folks to get ready for 2021 and let's get it popping. So we'll definitely talk offline about that. I would love to definitely, you know, collaborate with you on some things like that.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me. I look forward to all you are doing. Congrats and lots of blessings to all the things you're doing.
Same to you, sis.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to The Convo. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to subscribe on Anchor or Apple Podcasts.